The Lord be with you. Our prayer this morning is a prayer delivered during one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s radio broadcasts from Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta in 1953. Let us pray. Most gracious and all-wise God, before whose face the generations rise and fall, in whom we live and move and have our being, we thank thee for all thy goodness and gracious gifts, for life and for health, for food and for raiment, for the beauties of nature and the love of human nature. We come before thee painfully aware of our inadequacies and shortcomings. We realize that we stand surrounded with the mountains of love, and we deliberately dwell in the valley of hate. We stand amid the forces of truth and deliberately lie. We are forever offered the high road, and yet we choose to travel the low road. For these sins, O God, forgive. Break the spell of that which blinds our minds. Purify our hearts that we may see you. O God, in these turbulent days when fear and doubt are mounting high, give us broad visions, penetrating eyes, and the power of endurance. Help us to work with renewed vigor for a warless world, for a better distribution of wealth, and for a brotherhood that transcends race or color. In the name and spirit of Jesus we pray. Amen. We have three presenters this morning. Demetrius Brown is a junior from Chicago, Illinois. Demetrius will be reading scripture and a portion of a sermon from Martin Luther King Jr. this morning. Then we have an a cappella solo voice. We have Paulo Gladney, who is singing Pray On, a spiritual. And then Lamar Gales, a sophomore from Chicago, Illinois, will be reading a poem by Nikki Giovanni, entitled Ego Trip.
Loving Your Enemies was a 1957 sermon, one of the most famous passages from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. You have heard it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. After discussing different Greek words for love used in the Bible, King reflects on Jesus' command. It's significant that he does not say, like your enemy. Like is a sentimental something, an affectionate something. There are a lot of people that I find it difficult to like. I don't like what they do to me. I don't like what they say about me and other people. I don't like them. But Jesus says, love them. And love is greater than like. Love is understanding, redemptive goodwill for all men, so that you love everybody, because God loves them. You refuse to do anything that will defeat an individual, because you have love in your soul. And here you come to the point that you love the individual who does the evil deed while hating the deed that the person does. That is what Jesus means when he says, love your enemy. This is the way to do it. When the opportunity presents itself, when you can defeat your enemy, you must not do it.
Ego Tripping by Nikki Giovanni. I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that glows every 100 years falls in the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent the Ice Age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burnt out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am as a gazelle, so swift you can't touch me. For a birthday present, when he was 3, I gave my son Hannibal an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength ever flows. My son Noah built a new ark. I stood proudly at the helm. As we sailed on a soft summer day, I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intone my loving name, all praises, all praises. I am the one who would be saved. I sowed diamonds in my backyard, my bowels delivering uranium. The fillings in my fingernails are semi-precious stones. On a trip to North, I caught a cold and blew out oil to the Arab world. I am so hip that my arrows are correct. I sailed west to reach the east and round off. The earth as I went, the hair from my head thinned, gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except for my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
May our God of grace and love, hope and new life bless you this day and always. Amen.